Hello there. I'm Elena. I make the Materiality Succubus. I've been doing this for 8 years now, and I've never really been the most social. I interact with people now and then. I put out calls for subjects to test my files. But I don't really put in the effort to go out and talk to everybody and put myself out there. It's because I've been hurt before when I've done that, and, well, it's made me a bit skittish. I've decided I can't really live that way. Similarly, that skittishness led me to be nervous about recording any kind of podcast. So what I'm doing this time, instead, is just a general introduction to what the site's been up to lately, the status of my work, and where I plan to go from here. In future podcasts, I'll try to do things like add music or have a bigger trance portion. There will be a trance portion to this recording, so keep on listening, I encourage. I'm going to add a podcast section to the site and all that. But I wanted to say, I've sort of been withdrawn. I've never been the most social. But in response to, well, honestly, I had some bad experiences when I used to hang out in chats and post on forums, so I withdrew. And I think maybe I shouldn't. I also shied away from doing overtly dominant and overtly SM and overtly bondage content, and I instead focused on making things for couples or triggers or the elaborate fantasies in Corruption of Champions, and Trials in Tainted Space. I've come down with a little bit of a cold, and that's why there isn't a normal release today, nor tomorrow. But I've instead made Comfortably Dressed free, and if you go to the site, you'll see that. I'm also going to be participating on social media a lot more. I have a Tumblr, esuccubus.tumblr.com, and I have a Twitter, twitter.com/esuccubus. And I have a YouTube channel now, which is linked from the main page of the site. This will be going up there, so you may very well be listening to this on YouTube right now. So I just wanted to talk about the direction the site's going in. It's some very exciting stuff. I'm hitting record Patreon numbers this month, which tells me I should really be working on kind of getting back in touch with the roots of the site, which was my earliest dominance and sexy content straight from Elena, the old kind of silly sex mummies stuff, stage mesmerism content, more things for couples, sure, but I'm also going to be doing some overt sexual and hypnotic fantasies, more kind of masturbation instructions for men and for women, and really I'm going to work a little harder to have some varied content coming out. I'm still going to work on Corruption of Champions and Trials in Tainted Space and get them going. Phinoxo allowed me to do that a long time ago. It was more than generous, and I'm going to keep doing it till I finish them. Even though it's a labor of love, it has definitely made people really enjoy a lot of the content, and I'm happy about that. Thank you to everybody who supports me on Patreon. This will be posted there too, so hi to you. I wanted to just kind of say I really do appreciate the continued support, that people want to listen to my material, and I'll keep making it. In fact, I want to branch into stories, and I've found a way, well, that's something I can talk about, in terms of news on the site, I've found a way to create a text-based game where my audio files will play during it, and as you play the game and make decisions, it would be a role-playing game, or it would be a kind of simple strategy game, just text-based. And when people get to the end of it, it would track your decisions, your preferences, and create a kind of modularized MP3 file, which it would then spit out for people to listen to at the end whenever they wanted, and they'd get their kind of customized prologue. I may do this with the Catboy material from COC, since I've had a kind of cheesy, erotic idea for that for a long time. So I'll run that by people as I firm it up. As to content that's coming out, I'm going to be doing a number of couples pieces, and some pieces for dominant people. I also wanted to elicit feedback. If you're listening to this, and there's a kind of file idea you don't think I've hit upon and that I don't have planned, email me, mail@esuccubus.com. I'd love to hear your ideas. So, I mentioned that I'm going to be working on some more dominant content. Well, by that, I mean I'm going to be creating content such as I would give to my partners, people I know in real life, or someone who, you know, I really wanted to bring down to a state of relaxed subspace. I'm going to explore that kind of stuff more. If you do remember my earliest content and remember that I used to be direct with people, and now I kind of always use an intermediary or a fantasy character, that was part of my whole withdrawal from interacting with people as much as maybe I should. I'm going to be putting myself out there more. That means I'll be posting my workplaces, especially the free stuff. I'll be uploading everything I can to YouTube, posting on Twitter, posting on Tumblr. And I'm going to be around when people email. I'll be around on chat as much as I can. And for these podcasts, I'm going to elicit questions. But that comes at the end. So, this is my first attempt, and I'm just doing it from memory. I don't have a script, I don't have anything in front of me. My eyes are actually closed. And that applies to the next bit, too. I'm going to present a dominant kind of mindfucky trance for people to enjoy, and, well, I hope you do. Get relaxed. Position yourself appropriately. Have a drink of water if you have it nearby. You'll have time. If you need to go to the washroom, you may want to pause now. If you're somewhere where it's not safe for you to relax completely, then simply wait until you are and go ahead and pause. But on the assumption that you've safed out your trance space and that you are familiar with relaxing and letting someone else guide the meditation for a while, just listen to me, and I'll provide the best entertainment I can. Relax. Let everything fall away, except for the thought of my voice and the knowledge of my intention. My intention is for you to trance, but I've also presented you with the goal of making you feel that sense of peace and imposition and sexy stimulation. Envision me running my hands down your scalp, along your neck, finding your shoulders squeezing. But more than the simple frisson of an ordinary back rub, my voice is there. My voice is within, without, throughout, teasing, stimulating, guiding. And your mind lets it in. Your body shivers. Every bit of you lost in the simplicity and peace of being held to my words, being subjected to the flow and weave of my words. You see in your mind the potential that exists for eager, calm words which are focused entirely on you, focused entirely on creating the moment where you suspend everything except listening, where your body and sense of that are suspended, where every part of you is temporarily in stasis except for the listening, waiting subconscious mind being pressed toward warm, breathy, heated desire for my voice, my hands meandering lower, finding your nipples, and then just resting there, massaging in slow circles, a tiny stimulation, a tiny imposition, a tingle in the back of your mind. But it grows, because my words make it grow. I reference and remind you of the space between your legs, the space between your ears, the twin erogenous zones that are core to your mind, achingly desired. Every bit of you falls in to your desire to have my words do more, and as you drift in it, that warm haze of me, my voice, your mind, every bit of you, a tingling, sinking escape from the ordinary, and into my voice, and into a sudden squeezing pinch of your nipples, sending warm, hot pleasure, brief pain, but absolute sweetness up through your spine, into your brain, making you tingle and quiver and ache and need. Yes. Every bit of you, wrapped in that moment. And that was one touch, one time. And to be honest, I'm out of practice and I held back. But I think you found it appealing. I hope you did. And there'll be a lot more of that. I'm going to try and branch out. A friend has been telling me that I really should talk to people more, get out there more, put myself out there more. You have to give of yourself if you want people to really trust what you get up to. So that's what I'm going to do. Next time I do a recording during these, I'll tell people what time index to skip to if they want to skip the trance, or I'll put it right at the end or put it in another file. But I wanted to make this genuine, to just close my eyes the whole way through and talk for a while, and when I feel I've reached a natural stopping point, to open my eyes and cease the recording. So, having presented that, I'm now going to say that you'll be getting one of these podcasts pretty frequently, and I'll start giving general status updates. My current COC project is a fetish cultist piece about a princess in a tower, featuring the listener ensconced in beautiful silver stockings, wrapped up in her mind, her golden makeup, her silver hair, and sort of lovingly turned into a pet for the duration, and then at the end given the instruction to slip into real silver stockings, if present, and masturbate to completion. The latter is a separate file, so it can be added on or not as a person wishes. But the whole thing is very long, actually. I'm thinking it's so long no one will listen to it, but I'll at least be happy to put it out there because the imagery is really solid. Then I'm working on a couple's file, intended to be listened to by both parties at once, about your touch being transmitted to the other party so they feel what their body feels like, a general closeness and meditation and drifting piece. On the dominance angle, I'm going to do some simple strap-on worship play and a bit of kind of mind-fucky confusion trance that I think will be very fun. I will work on those over the coming weeks. Now I'm going to go make Comfortably Dressed free, and then I'm going to post this file for people to see. And once I've done that, I'm going to try to hang out on social media, interact with some people, and, you know, just put myself out there more. So I am approachable. I don't hear from a lot of people. It was the kind of file you've always wanted me to do. Let me know. And the Patreon campaign is there. There are several levels with custom files. The reward files are going to keep getting better. And I keep making a couple of files free a month, so even if you don't check out the Patreon, at least check out the freebies. Take care of yourself, everyone. Thank you again.